God's word is true, word for word and cover to cover, and you can put your entire faith, your entire trust in the word of God. Remember, it was the word of God who became flesh and dwelt among us. So this morning in this first service message, I want to talk about the age of the earth. I mean, you might be thinking, who cares about the age of the earth? Well, I want to tell you this. It's the whole linchpin in the war of worldviews between the secular worldview and the biblical worldview. So let me step on some toes right off the bat. If you believe the earth is millions or billions of years old, you hold to the secular worldview. The biblical worldview is a young earth judged by a global flood, and I'm going to explain that over the next few minutes. You see, your belief in the age of the earth is not based on evidence. Let me ask you a question. Who saw billions of years take place? Who saw millions of years take place? Who saw 100,000 years take place? Nobody. You have to have faith, blind faith in old earth beliefs. So the age of the earth beliefs aren't based on the evidence. They actually come from how the earth's strata layers formed. I'm going to explain this morning. But it's not based on the evidence. It's based on which worldview you interpret the evidence through. The secular belief or the biblical worldview. I want to make this a little clearer here over the next moment. Think about this from Jesus in the book of John. Jesus says, if I have told you of earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Well, what's Jesus just said? If I have told you of earthly things, things you can test, study, and observe scientifically, things that you can hold in your hands, and you won't even believe those things, how in the world are you going to believe in the heavenly things, the spiritual things that you can't test, study, and observe? You see, the biblical worldview is laid down. The foundation for the gospel is laid down in Genesis 1 and 3 specifically. I mean, if you're going to build a house, the first thing you do is you lay down the foundation, right? You have to build on a solid foundation. Well, God does the same thing. In the Bible, he lays down the foundation. We're told in Genesis that God's creation was perfect. That's a little hard for us to really wrap our minds around, but there was no death, there was no evil, there was no suffering. It was perfect. Well, one key question scoffers use to undermine Christian kids today is, do you really believe in this loving God? Yes. Well, we live in a world full of death and disease and suffering and cancers. There's no loving God. Do you know where the biblical answer is for that question? Well, let me give it to you so you'll be able to answer that from now on. The biblical answer to that question is found in Genesis 1 and 3. You see, God didn't create the world we live in today the way it is. I mean, we live in the post-fall, post-curse, post-flood junkyard. God's creation was perfect. What happened to it? Adam's original sin. You see, original sin corrupted the creation, allowing death and evil to enter. Now, there's the biblical answer. But to take it further, and what's really important about God's word, is original sin, now think about this, separated us from our loving Creator, requiring that we be redeemed or reunited with Him. With the first promise of the coming Redeemer given in Genesis 3, verse 15, where we're told the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. The seed of the woman? Wait a minute, the seed comes from the man. What are we being told here in Genesis 3? We're being told the coming Redeemer would be born of a virgin. This is all laid down by Genesis 3, verse 15. Most of the rest of Scripture is God's plan of salvation through the seed of the woman, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the reason you see biblical creation under relentless attack. Secularists and atheists figured out 200 years ago they don't need to get you not to believe in Jesus if they can just get you not to believe in the need for Jesus' death on that cross to redeem us with Him.